This episode is provided by Thomas Allgaier and Frenes, based on the most relevant LinkedIn posts about AI and B2B marketing in calendar weeks 21 and 22. Frenes is a B2B market research company that supports enterprise marketing teams in unlocking the full potential of their customer data with the help of AI. You can find more info in the description.
So for today's deep dive, we're zooming in entirely on the top AI trends in B2B marketing that we saw across LinkedIn over the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we were moving completely past the AI hype, right? Like, if you're listening, this is your focused, no-fluff breakdown of what's actually working for real practitioners right now.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking about AI visibility, the pretty intense backlash against AI SDRs, and how the smartest teams are basically redesigning their whole operating model.
Right. And I think we have to start with this whole idea of AI visibility, or, you know, an answer engine optimization, AEO.
Oh, totally. Because, like, to market effectively right now, you first have to actually exist in the mind of the AI before buyers even hit your website.
Yeah, it's wild. And Marge Algier pointed out on LinkedIn that only 14% of marketers actually feel confident in AEO right now.
Wait, only 14%? That's literally just 14%. People are scrambling. You know, I mean, you see them downloading Levent Elshi's 43-page playbook, or taking Neil Patel's assessment just to see if their brand is even ready for LLM visibility.
Well, yeah, because the old SEO rules just don't map over to this. Artur Perella-Kukowski was saying you have to audit your non-branded AI visibility first. You know, you have to earn citations where the AI actually looks.
Right, because it's not just crawling for keywords anymore.
Exactly. And Deepesh Khandelwal made a really good point about this. He said your content has to be discoverable across all AI systems, not just Google, but like Perplexity, ChatGPT, Claude, all of them.
Which is a huge headache for reporting, honestly, because the signals we're getting from platforms are just completely contradictory right now.
Oh, 100%.
Like, Ankush Gupta posted that Google is finally adding dedicated AI visibility reports to Search Console, which sounds great, right? It sounds great until you see what Cyrus S. posted.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he warned that Google is actually hiding clicks in that new AI report. Like, they're doing it specifically to mask low traditional traffic.
Right. The AI synthesizes the answer, the user never clicks your link, and you basically get starved of traffic. So how do you even win visibility in a black box like that?
Well, it comes down to authority. You know, Olga Mikoparkina is focusing super heavily on PR and earned media right now.
PR, really?
Yeah, because it's about being seen as a credible entity by the LLM. And Annie York backed this up too, saying you have to select the right backlinks now rather than just chasing sheer volume.
Quality over quantity. That makes sense.
Exactly. Liza Adams actually summarized it perfectly. She said earning AI recommendations comes down to being visible, credible, and consistently recommended by trusted sources.
Which is why AEO isn't just SEO with a fresh coat of paint. It's like trying to get a reservation at an exclusive restaurant, but the AI is the bouncer.
I love that analogy.
Right. Like, you can't just game the keywords anymore to get past the velvet rope. You actually have to be recommended by the right people.
Yeah, Marvin Miller nailed that insight. He said B2B tech marketers just have to be found, trusted, and remembered in the AI age.
But okay, so say you get past the bouncer, you get that visibility. The next logical step is outreach, right? Which brings us to outbound sales.
Oh, boy. Yeah. This is where the reality check hits a massive speed bump.
The backlash against AI SDRs over the last 2 weeks has been absolutely brutal.
It really has.
Like, Jack Porter had this hilarious post about the delicious irony of an AI SDR company actually posting a job ad for a human salesperson.
That is amazing. But, I mean, it makes sense when you look at the evidence. Adam J. literally called AI SDRs spam with a UI.
Ouch.
Yeah. And Ludi P was pointing out that the hype is just completely overblown because the drop-off rate after these AI book meetings is massive.
Right, because the prospect expects the super nuanced bot they were just emailing, and the human handoff totally fails.
Exactly. Nick Palaz was brutal about it, too. He was like, look, AI can't even reliably book a dentist appointment without hallucinating, let alone replace an enterprise SDR.
Which is funny, but there's hard research backing this up from CW21 and 22. Jason Meyer shared a story about a company that spent months trying to replace SDRs and literally got zero pipeline.
Zero. That is brutal.
Entirely zero. And Mohammed Aves Sheikh tested 4 different AI SDR tools for 18 months. His verdict was incredibly honest and grim.
Yeah, and then Gabe Larson ran an actual side-by-side experiment, right? AI versus human SDRs?
And the humans won.
Of course they did, because, like Mohan Sundar pointed out, AI SDR workflows inevitably break on unreliable contact data.
Ah, right, the data.
Yeah, your data's garbage. You just scale that garbage at the speed of light. You have to fix your data first.
So I have to ask, though, if the AI SDRs are failing this badly, what happens to the human reps? Are they just, like, totally off the hook?
Not at all. Their role is just evolving, you know? Eddie Petrie noted that AI is making average salespeople extinct, but the really skilled consultative closers, they're becoming the most valuable people in the company.
Because the AI is taking away the admin work.
Exactly. Tito Bort says, you should only hire reps who are completely obsessed with their craft now, because AI frees up their time to actually build relationships.
Well, wait, Daniel Oswald raised a huge red flag about that. Because if the AI SDRs are doing all the early outreach, you're skipping the early grind where reps actually learned how to sell.
Oh, that's a great point.
Like, if you're a sales leader listening to this, how do you plan to train your future senior reps if they never had to make cold calls?
Yeah, that structural gap is definitely why the smartest B2B teams are pivoting right now. They're moving away from these single, fully outsourced sales tools and building custom agentic architectures.
Agentic workflows, right. We saw so much about this. Jonathan MK showed a story of a CMO who literally replaced her agency with AI agents and 5X'd her output.
5X'd it. And people are sharing real practical tools for this. Eric Lay is building outbound systems right inside Cloud Code.
Yeah, and Ryan Law built out this AI content automation using Agent A.
Oh, and don't forget Michelle Lieben. He said his head of growth is running ads using 12 custom Claude skills.
Wait, 12 custom skills just for running ads?
Yeah, instead of the traditional dashboard, they're basically chaining these agents together to do the work.
Yeah.
But Valeria Pilkovic dropped a huge warning about this.
Which is?
You can't just download random internet skills and plug them in. You have to build AI context for your specific team first.
Right. If it doesn't know your brand voice or your ICP, it's going to fail. And Kapil Devarao Mosey warned about the governance side of this, too.
Oh, the shadow IT problem.
Exactly. Most enterprises have literally zero governance for the AI agents their marketing managers are quietly deploying.
Yeah, and Jason M. Limkin added that building these agents is highly, highly iterative. Not every final automation step is actually worth the time it takes to build it.
It sounds like buying the most advanced factory equipment in the world, but plugging it into a completely crumbling foundation. You know, like the tech isn't the problem. The factory floor plan is.
That is spot on. And Drew Neisser says that's how you actually win the AI quarter. You have to build a new operating model, not just run more isolated little experiments.
Carolyn Healy said something similar. Redesigning the work itself is what decides your return, not just throwing a bunch of budget at new tech.
Right. And Kieran Flanagan actually gave a really good blueprint for this. He said you need to rebuild your marketing team around AI into four layers.
Okay, what are the layers?
Context, execution, orchestration, and leadership.
So the context is your clean data. Execution is the AI agents doing the drafting.
Exactly. Then the orchestration is the humans reviewing and directing the AI, and leadership sets the strategy.
That makes a ton of sense, but you definitely can't just flip a switch to do that overnight.
Oh, no way. It's a massive transition.
If you enjoyed this episode, new episodes drop every 2 weeks. Also, check out our other editions on account-based marketing, field marketing, channel marketing, MarTech, go-to-market, and social selling.
Thanks so much for taking the time to learn with us today, guys. And make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the next deep dive.
Yeah, and before you jump into your next marketing meeting, I want you to ask yourself this. Sophie Carr made this incredible point that AI agents are basically our new website visitors, silently deciding if brands get shortlisted.
Such a wild concept.
Right. So if your buyer is using an AI agent to screen vendors and you are using an AI agent to do your outreach, what happens when your AI is literally just pitching their AI? Are you building a brand that the actual human buyer will remember when the bots are finally done talking? Something to think about. Catch you next time.